Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here alongside Sam Madison, Radio Row, Super Bowl 50, San Francisco. And you know what, Sam? In the past, we called this the Greg and Greg Show, but now we're going to call it the Greg and Sam Show. Is that cool?
We'll thank you for adding me. I don't mind.
Because Greg Jennings is here, yeah. Miami Dolphins wide receiver. Greg, good to see you out here. How's everything going?
Good to be seen. This is going great.
Yeah.
Having a blast.
You've been busy, man. I mean, we saw you on opening night.
Tuesday,
you were working
Wednesday,
with Nick Kids. We saw you on NFL Network. We see you making the rounds on Radio Row. You've been a busy man.
Look, I got to make sure that I have my ducks in the row. I got to make sure that things are what they need to be, if you will. You know, there's a lot of uncertainties in this league, in this profession, and, you know, it's – this isn't a hard way to make a living, holding a mic.
You agree, Sam?
Sure, Greg. Sitting here next to you, I tell you all the time how much I appreciate you.
Oh, there you go, Sam. Right? I'm talking about you. It's an easy way to make a living for you. Yeah.
Most definitely. I tell you I appreciate you all the time.
The mouth of the South.
But you get it done.
Okay.
I just fill in.
We have fun together. We feed off each other. Greg, you mentioned the uncertainty. I know that we talked to Mike Tannenbaum earlier, and so Sam asked Mike a question about the importance of having veteran leadership in the locker room, and Mike said, did Greg Jennings put you up to that? but on a serious note, what is it like, given the business and given the salary cap ramifications and knowing every year things change across the league, what is it like having that potential uncertainty?
Well, I'll be honest. It's uncertainty, but it's not an uncomfortable position to be in for me because I'm confident in who I am. I know who I am, and I've had a great career.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that I don't want to continue playing. The competitor in me wants to play. The competitor in me wants an opportunity to get on the field and play. And, you know, when I talk about uncertainty, it's all about numbers in this league. Whether it's numbers that you're putting up on the field, the number that you're making from a financial standpoint, contractual standpoint, all of these numbers are always coming up and creeping up to bite guys. And, you know, if you don't have the right number, then they try to make that number what it needs to be or you have to go. So that's the uncertainty of this league. And nothing's guaranteed, Sam, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I've been in that situation before, but that number that you're talking about is a situation for yourself, other players, once they get past 10 years, upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to pass it on.
Absolutely.
You know, have an opportunity to work with those young wide receivers and making sure everybody's on the same page. That is what I saw from Greg Jennings last year. And moving forward, yes, you want to put those numbers on the field, but how important is that for you as a veteran player?
It's huge. It's important to be able to nurture those guys, to be able to mentor those guys, and to learn and to sponge off of those guys as well. You know, with the young group that we have, you know, I didn't know how important it was for me to be in that because you never look at yourself as the X factor or the determining factor, but you know, the coaches leaned on me a lot and the players did both on the field and off the field.
Yeah.
And just how to carry themselves. I mean, I felt like I added value in a sense, and I'm not trying to say that because, and that be the reason why I'm back with the Dolphins, but it's definitely an important position to have on your team. Someone in every room, that veteran guy that can keep those guys intact and that can show them how to produce, not just on the game field, but in practice, in life, and do things the right way.
Greg Jennings, Miami Dolphins wide receiver, joining us here on Radio Row with Super Bowl 50. And, Greg, we saw some Dolphins headlines from one of the comments you made about Ryan Tannehill and him being babied by the team. I figure this would be a great forum for you to explain what you meant. And I know that with the new coaching staff coming in that a lot has changed since the end of the season to now.
Yeah, I just, to those points that I made, he's been handheld, you know, and babied. Maybe the choice of saying baby, it was not the right choice of words, but handheld. He's been handheld his entire career. And anytime you're holding someone's hand, you're refusing to let them grow. You have to let his hand. We don't know. Right. This is a guy who we're trying to find out, is he the franchise quarterback? We're still trying to find that out. Once we let his hand go and let him make mistakes, let him have success, let him do what we want to see him do to make the decision clear cut, then that's what I mean by handheld. And that's been his entire career. When you have a guy, and I get it, a young quarterback coming into the league, you want to make the environment comfortable for him. So having, you know, the coaching staff or a few coaches come from his background of college, it helped in a lot of eyes. But it became a hindrance because there was a refusal to allow him to grow and make the mistakes that he needs to make. That we all have to make.
Right.
To be successful in life. Like, we stand, our successes are literally us standing on the mistakes that we've made.
And when you said those, and I went back and I listened to it, I understood, and we talked about it, and I understood exactly. You had opportunity to play with Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
let him go.
Mm-hmm.
You had opportunity to play with Teddy Bridgewater. They still was kind of holding him back.
Exactly, exactly.
And now you had opportunity to get into that locker room and see exactly and understand what they're doing. So moving forward and moving on from that and looking at all the different pieces to the puzzle, we have some key guys in place to be a really good football team. Now you just got to fly.
We really do. And I'll say this, and I'm going to speak for Ryan right now, which I typically don't do. Ryan wants to – he wants some more freedom. He just, this is a quarterback. He knows that he's not been able to do the things that he really wants to do. Like, I'm just going to be honest. Like, he's not an ignorant. He's smart.
Smart guy.
He's a smart quarterback.
Worker.
He's a worker. Everybody in that locker room knows it. But it's like the question still remains, does he have it? Well, how will we ever know if he can't, if he's still saying, well, I can't really, and he's not going to say that.
No.
He's not, and he shouldn't.
Right.
He shouldn't. But as an elder statesman, as a guy that is supportive of Ryan, I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
He hasn't been able to show us who he really is because, and that's what he wants. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
Right, that's what we want to see too.
Every player wants that.
And we appreciate you being so candid about it, Greg, because I can't tell you the number of shows that we've done and interacting with the fans and talking about this topic specifically. We haven't known the exact details, so it's interesting that you paint mm-hmm. that picture for us there. Greg Jennings, by the way, wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, nice enough to join us. Greg, I want, on a lighter note, talk to you about a cool video you did for Modell's, which I absolutely had all of us cracking up as you were an employee for a day. No,
yes.
You know, so, most people didn't know that you were who you were. How'd that go?
You know, I used my son's name, Ace, and it was fun. It was cool because, you know, I got to be a salesman for the day, and it was unique because anytime you get someone outside of the norm of where you're typically going to see them, it's hard to identify who they are. And so you have people like kind of look like, you know, and then people just flat out didn't know. And I'm kind of just doing my thing and the camera's behind me. And I had one guy in particular that knew someone that I had played with in college. And he's like, no way, no way. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Ace, man. And he's like, I know a guy who went to Western Michigan. I'm like, yeah, I played with that guy. Play with that guy. He may know me as Greg Jennings, but I'm Ace. But, you know, but you can tell him, hey, Greg Jennings said hello. And he's like, no, you're not Greg. And I'm like, no, I'm Ace. But I'm just saying, he knows me as Greg. But it was fun. It was fun. It was a different and unique way to interact with the fans. And Modell did a great job. Modell did a great job with that.
Yeah, he did. The piece turned out really well. Very funny. Hey, Greg, in addition to you being so camera-friendly, we can tell you got a career coming very shortly whenever you decide to do that. You also do great work in the community. We saw that in South Florida, mm-hmm. obviously back up in Minnesota or Michigan, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. wherever you've been. You've done that. You've got your golf tournament coming up, the Greg Jennings Foundation, later on this summer. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. That's our main fundraiser for the things that we do. At the Greg Jennings Foundation, we're geared toward youth and education. And so we strive to partner with other organizations in assisting youth to achieve their academic potential. And we've partnered with several different organizations, as I mentioned. And the golf outing is June
13th
at Rush Creek Golf Club in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And it's a great event. It's fun. It's like, we keep it light. We keep it simple. Who knows? I may get it down to Miami. You know,
got a lot of golfers down.
A lot of golfing, and the weather is much more reliable.
Year round, especially.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And Sam, you hit the golf course pretty often, don't you?
I hit it often.
Yeah,
but you know what we're talking about hitting the golf course. I literally hit the ball.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. And pretty much everything Sam does, he brags to me about how good he is. I never hear him talking about golf, though. So
I have a good time at golf outings.
There you go.
Greg, have me up there.
I will.
I'm pretty sure I'll have a great time. And the foursome that I'm riding with will, too.
That's all that matters right there. That's all that matters.